Hi, gang. Bob Bolting here. Welcome back to the Mystery Project. Join us now for Midnight Cab, written by James W. Nichols and starring David Ferry as your Toronto cabbie detective, Walker Devereaux. And this week, we've got an especially puzzling episode for you as Krista spends an evening out with her old high school buddy. Midnight Cab, episode number 27, The Mystery of the Backdoor Key.
Walker. Walker.
Hi.
Where are you now?
Dundas and Bay.
You got a pickup at 240 Isabella, apartment 1213.
Right.
February 25th. Krista says I'm depressed because my new novel's not going very well. I don't know, I just feel hopeless or something. It's weird. We work all the time. We don't make any money. I guess I must be really miserable to live with because last week, Krista tried to, well, make a break for it.
It's just one night.
Yeah, but it's our night off.
Do you want a coffee?
No.
You're out all the time.
Working.
And I'm the one stuck here. You never want to go out on a night off anyway. You just sit and watch TV.
But,
Walker, I don't have to ask your permission, you know.
Why not?
I just don't. Look, it would be really great to see everybody again. Lucy and Marcia and Erica and even Donna.
Sounds like a bad bunch to me.
Walker, what am I going to do with you? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you depressed because your novel?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to get started on my writing.
Well, something's wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
Good. That settles that then. And I'm going to go out with my friends one night a week and have fun.
What would I say to her if I could? That I love her like crazy, that I love Martha like crazy, but I don't think I can go on living like this forever, that I'm waiting for something to happen in my life, and I know nothing's going to happen, and I hate myself for feeling like this, but I can't stop? Not too likely. You keep it inside, that's what you do. That's what you have to do. Every Thursday night, she started to go out with the girls from Monarch Park. I'd listen to her rummaging around in her closet upstairs, and then she'd take the stair lift down, and I'd smell her perfume first. Then I'd force myself to look at her, and she'd be all made up and shiny, looking so cute and blonde and sexy it made my heart hurt. Then Lucy would honk, and Krista would kiss Martha, ignore me, and go out the door. I'd watch her labor down the sidewalk on her crutches, get into Lucy's car, and disappear. Then I'd put the baby down, and I'd lie down, and I'd feel sick. I'd lie like that for hours. I don't know why. You smell like beer.
I'm sorry, I didn't think you were awake. I'll turn the other way. Not that you don't smell a beer half the time.
Where'd you go?
I don't know.
You don't know?
We went to a movie. Then we stopped in at Jumpin' Jack's for a drink on the way home.
Was it crowded?
I guess. I'm tired. Good night.
I didn't really know what was happening. All I knew was that my heart hurt.
Oh, hi, Lucy. What's the matter?
Oh, what is it?
Mom, she died last night.
Oh, no, Lucy, come on, sit down.
I got home, and Mrs. Dabrowski was there looking after her, you know? And I went into her room, and she was dead.
Oh, Lucy, I'm sorry.
Ambulance, and then the police, and then the coroner. God, it took almost all night. I was going to call you, and then I thought, God, I got to get out of this house for a while.
Oh, hi, Lucy. What's up?
Walker, Lucy's mom died last night.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't been well. I mean, she's healthy, though. I mean, I thought she was, but I...
She had Alzheimer's.
Oh. So, what happened?
Walker, maybe Lucy doesn't remember.
No, it's all right. But I don't know, really. The coroner thinks it was heart failure. She was just lying in her bed, and she looked like she was asleep, but there was something up. I don't know. So I said, Mom, Mom. And then I touched her, and I knew.
Oh, Lucy.
I felt guilty because I was out having a good time. And sometimes I've been impatient with her, you know?
Hey, you've been terrific to her. God, she was so lucky to have you. She didn't have to go into some home or something.
She was able to stay in her own place?
With the person she loved more than anybody.
Yeah, well, she didn't even know who I was near the end.
You did everything you could.
Can I get you guys a coffee? A drink, Lucy?
What time is it?
It's past noon.
Good. What kind of drink?
Don't you tell nobody.
Walker.
Don't mention to nobody.
Walker, where are you now? Walker, you've got a pickup.
Hi, Young and Bloor.
Walker, guess what?
What?
I've got company.
Oh? Who now?
Inspector Kiss.
Hey, Inspector Kiss.
How are you doing, kid? Wife tipped you off, huh?
No, she just said you'd, dropped in, so I thought I'd just,
drop in?
Right.
Man.
You want some more coffee? I'm going to...
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Nadine, where are you?
I think it's nice when a wife depends on her husband. You don't see that very often anymore, do you?
No. I guess not.
Well, anyway, since you're here, how well do you know Lucille Dietz?
Not as well as Krista. Why?
I don't know. Beats me. The coroner can't find cause of death for poor Mrs. Dietz, so that means I have to tramp around in the snow and ask a lot of stupid questions.
Yeah, was Lucy really with me all Thursday night? Can you believe it?
Now, don't give me a hard time. Just blame the coroner, okay?
Lucy called. She was so upset. She doesn't know when they'll release the body so she can arrange the funeral or anything. Just to give some people something to do, as far as I can see. Damn it.
So, you married her, eh?
Yeah?
Relax. Look, I'm kidding.
A.P. Cash.
As soon as I saw Krista's name on the list, I said, I know her. She's one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
You suspect Lucy Dietz of killing her mother?
No, I don't. I'm just confirming her whereabouts that night, that's all, till the body's released. And I came specifically to see Krista and none of the others, because Krista knows me and I didn't want anyone upset.
I'm upset!
Yeah, well, sorry.
With that, Inspector Kiss tried to rearrange his leathery face into some semblance of a sympathetic smile. Couldn't stretch it past the sly grin, though. Then he stood up, all 5'6" of him, thanked Krista, and headed for the front door.
Now listen, Walker, as far as these young ladies are concerned, the old gal just popped off, right?
Yeah.
Just routine. I don't want to get anyone excited or unduly cautious. You understand?
No.
Okay, just between you and me. You know what the coroner found in the old lady's mouth? Wedged between her teeth? Wool.
Wool?
Yeah, a few long fibers of colored wool. Now, he thinks someone jammed a scarf down her throat. He thinks she was snuffed.
Oh, jeez. Maybe she just, chewed on her blanket a lot, like a little kid. She had Alzheimer's.
She wasn't nibbling on any blanket. He pulled those things out of the bridge work at the back of her mouth. Now, do me a favor, will you? See what you can find out, okay?
We got to Jumpin' Jack's about 9:30 after the movie. We watched these different bands play. It was amateur night or something. Left about 12. Stopped off at the donut shop for a cup of coffee. All right? And Lucy dropped me off at about...
1 in the morning.
And Mrs. Dietz was already dead. At least they told Lucy that much. People do just die, especially old people. I don't know why they're making such a big deal out of this.
Well, you're helping Lucy anyway by telling Inspector Kiss everything you know. It'll speed things up.
Right.
So how long was Lucy living with her mother?
About a year, I guess. She gave up her own apartment and everything.
Krista.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm depressed.
Walker. Oh. It just scares me. Because underneath, it has to be about us, doesn't it?
No, it's not. It's just
I think I inherited it. My father used to get like this.
Your father shot himself.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Oh, God.
What?
What?
I love you. I want to hold you.
That's funny. Because I want to hold you, too.
My theory is, you never say anything to anybody. You just wait, and suddenly, if you wait long enough, the light comes shining through. Like it came shining through, holding Krista. I even got up early the next day, my day off. It was sunny, sidewalks were covered with fresh snow, so I bundled Martha up and took her on a long toboggan ride over to Lucy's house. Hi.
Oh, no one home.
Lucy's not home?
Nope.
Oh, I was hoping I could...
Oh, look. Look here. Look at the sweetie. Hello. Hello, sweetie. What's your name?
Martha.
Oh, hello, Martha. Everything would be dead if it weren't for me.
Pardon?
That girl never gives the plants a thought. I go in and water them every week. Mrs. Dietz had such plants. If it was up to that girl, they'd all be dead.
I'm Walker Devereaux, a friend of Lucy's, and you're...
I asked her, when's the funeral? And you know what she said? I don't know. Her own mother.
Mrs. Dabrowski.
Oh, she's dead, you know. Just like her plants. If it was left up to that girl, she never waters them.
You were there when Lucy discovered her?
Oh, let out such a screech, bawled her eyes out. They never liked each other, you know. You should have seen her when she was younger. Oh, the tight clothes on her. I said to my husband, that girl paints her clothes on. Trouble. And she did get into trouble, too. That's what I think. She went out west and had a baby. That's what I think.
So you looked after Mrs. Dietz?
Oh, I had to. That girl was going out all the time. Oh, it was pitiful, too. The poor old thing didn't know her own name. Had to be dressed, had to be washed. Had to be set down on the toilet like a child. It was terrible. Broke my heart. I said to my husband, if I come to that, just take me out and shoot me. I couldn't stand it. Lucy's not home. God knows where she is. I don't.
Mrs. Dabrowski, house dress on and slippers and rolled down socks, headed for her side door through the snow. She was about 60, graying brown hair pulled back in a bun and as round as she was tall. Looked as strong as a small horse. She pushed the door open, turned to glare back at me, and disappeared inside.
Walker. Walker, where are you now?
Hey, Krista.
Walker, guess what?
Inspector Kiss is back?
No. Warm, though.
What?
Well, I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
No, really. I'm feeling kind of awful because, well, I didn't tell him everything.
Like what?
Because I didn't want you getting the wrong idea in case you, like, found out.
Found out what?
Well, the five of us, we weren't all together Thursday night. We went to jump the jacks together, but the Donna, she picked up this guy. It was really funny because of all the girls, Donna was the last one you'd imagine doing something like that. But she met him at the bar, and they got talking, and then she told us she was gonna leave with him, and then she did, and I didn't say anything because I didn't want you thinking we were looking to pick up guys or anything stupid like that. I mean, Donna's not even married, and it was the farthest thing from my mind. I was really surprised. Walker, it was a complete surprise.
Funny. It doesn't surprise me.
I made a U-turn and went home. I knew all along guys would be all over them as soon as they walked into a club. I mean, I'm a guy. I was kind of pleased, though, that Krista was nervous about telling me, even though she hadn't really done anything. Angry and pleased at the same time, like rampant confusion. Anyway, Donna had left with this big, hulky-looking guy around 10:30. Donna was not exactly a mover, according to Krista. She was even a little surprised Lucy had included her in the reunion, because Donna was always sort of left out of everything when they were in high school, and that's why Krista and the rest of them thought it was so funny. Like, imagine Donna picking up a guy. Just imagine.
How you doing? What's your pleasure?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of early.
Yeah, just opening.
Maybe a half pint of your draft.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks. So, I'm kind of interested in a group of young women. Well, not that young. Who were in here last Thursday night?
Oh, yeah?
Were you working Thursday night?
Yeah. Hey, you undercover?
Well, sort of.
Look, your buddy's been here already. Normally, I wouldn't remember anybody. Like, it's all a blur, right? But I remember this particular table because there was a cripple with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they were hard to miss. I mean, people had to make a path, you know, for crutches. I mean, cute little thing, just the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Left about midnight, I think. I already told Inspector...
Kiss.
Yeah, that's the guy.
There were five of them. Did they all leave together?
Yeah, sure. The cripple girl...
Not crippled.
Oh, well, yeah, you could have fooled me. Anyway, her, a tall blonde babe, the others, far as I know, they left together. Like, I don't take a census at the door, you understand, but anyway, the other cop was interested in the tall blonde one. I remember her.
Okay.
Ask Terry. Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
You're waiting tables Thursday night, right? You remember that little blonde that came in on the crutches?
Yeah.
Hi. There were five of them together. Did they all leave together?
They did, didn't they?
No. It was like a big joke. Those guys would always come in after hockey. The great big slow one. He gets picked up at the bar by one of those chicks, and then the two of them leave. His buddies are rolling around the floor, laughing their heads off. Poor guy. He went 6 shades of pink, but he left with her all right.
No shit.
Have the police talked to you?
No. What?
They came in every Thursday night around 9:30, the waitress said. Tegreed Arena is just south of Jumpin' Jack, so ice time 8 to 9. The next day was Thursday, and I was there. As soon as I saw the guys on the ice, I could pick out my man. All 250 pounds of him on weak ankles, always 3 steps behind the play, hollering. Good-natured lug of a guy.
Hi. How you doing?
Can I talk to you for a second? Terry, you know that girl, Donna? You met her at Jumpin' Jack's last week?
Yeah.
Well, like, she's missing.
Missing? Hey, are you kidding me?
No, hey, come back.
It doesn't have anything to do with me, man.
No, I know. Just wait up.
What do you mean, missing? You mean like dead missing?
Oh, no, we hope not. We're trying to track her, you know. Who saw her last and all that?
Yeah? Jesus, missing. Hope she's okay. So who are you anyway?
Friend of her brother.
Oh. Look, I wouldn't want the guys to hear this. Mm-hmm. But, well, I wasn't actually with her all that long Thursday night.
No?
No, she was a little, well, flaky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, first she wants to drive home. That's what she said at the bar. And then we get outside, and she doesn't want to drive home. So that looked good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, do you want to go over to my place, you know, and listen to some music? You know, talk.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay. So we drove over there.
Where's there?
A high-rise, Domino's Road, north of Eglinton. But then, she wouldn't even go up the elevator. She wanted to go home again. Okay, I said. Sure, no sweat, I'll take you home. But then she says, she doesn't want to even put me to the extra trouble. Just go up to my apartment and call her a cab. She'll wait in the lobby. And she seemed really determined that's what she wanted, and I didn't want her to, like, freak out on me or something, so that's what I did. Went up to my place, called her a cab, and watched TV by myself. Another exciting night in the big city. I gotta go. I hope you find her, man.
Krista said Donna left just after 10. She would have had time to get home, then walk over to Lucy's mother's place. Krista told me where she lived alone in an apartment on the second floor of a house just a few blocks away. But kill Mrs. Dietz? Why? And anyway, Mrs. Dabrowski was there babysitting. How could she sneak by the formidable Mrs. Dabrowski? And what about Mrs. Dabrowski herself? What was it she said? Take me out and shoot me if I get like poor Mrs. Dietz.
Walker, this is my friend, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Too bad about Lucy's mom.
Yes, it is.
They'd finally released Mrs. Dietz's body, and Krista had invited Lucy's other three friends, the girls, over to our place for a drink before they all went to the funeral.
Hey, Donna, you want to see the great job Krista's done decorating Martha's room?
Walker? Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Marcia, Erica, just follow me.
It must be interesting having such a lively husband, Krista. Oh, it is.
Krista stayed downstairs because she didn't particularly want to ride the stairlift in front of her friends. And I doubled back downstairs, went over to the chair where Donna had left her coat, and stole her house keys out of her purse.
What are you doing? Have you gone crazy? Put them back. You know what? I'd like to have a baby sometime. I think it would be sweet. I appreciate the fact that her room's not done up in pink. That's very political. Oh. Thanks, Donna.
Krista gave me one of her I-can't-believe-this looks, but she covered for me, and as soon as they left, I bundled Martha up, took her over to our neighbor, Paulus Demopoulos, and headed for Donna's place. It was more or less as I'd expected. Small, tidy, kind of desolate-looking, just like Donna. I didn't really know what I was looking for. Scarves, I guess. Wool scarves. But if she had done it, for God knows what reason, I couldn't imagine her somehow coming back home and blithely hanging up the murder weapon, or sending it out to be dry-cleaned. Anyway, I checked her closets. No scarves. There was a small cedar chest at the foot of her bed. A hope chest, my mother would have called it. The chest was full of high school yearbooks, Monarch Park, and scrapbooks. Lucy Dietz makes cheerleader. Lucy Dietz is social convener on the student council. Lucy Dietz is runner-up for prom queen. And some old letters mailed 10 years before from Lucy telling Donna to more or less leave her alone and drop dead, pervert. And a couple of letters addressed to Lucy returned to sender, unopened. Unrequited teenage love. Heartbreak Hotel. And, underneath everything, tucked in a corner, a shiny brass house key. It didn't take long to walk the 3 blocks from Donna's to Lucy's mother's place, down the side lane, and stand by the back door in the blowing snow. I put the key in the lock, hoped in a way that it wouldn't fit. It slid in, turned, and the door opened. I came into the kitchen. There was a bedroom off to the one side. Empty now. And then, I saw a glimpse of Mrs. Dabrowski down the hall in the living room, watering a plant.
Strands in her teeth.
Yeah.
And the key fits.
Yeah.
So you and Inspector Kiss think, what? Lucy couldn't stand her mother, her own life, so she wants the money, life insurance, her mother's house. So she calls up Donna and pretends to suddenly be her long-lost friend, and then she calls up the rest of us to give herself an alibi while Donna goes off and kills Lucy's mother so they can live happily ever after.
Yeah, except only Donna believes that last part. And that's why I think Donna kept the key. She should have thrown it away. But Lucy had always been inaccessible to her. Now she's her best friend or more, and she has her very own key to Lucy's house. But what if Lucy suddenly changed her mind? Wouldn't talk to her anymore, like before. She'd need that key. She couldn't just throw it away.
Oh, it's too weird. It gives me the creeps. You give me the creeps, stealing her keys, going into her place.
A helpless old woman was killed, smothered to death.
I know. Walker.
Hmm.
Lucy called Mrs. Dabrowski from Jumpin' Jack's that night. I didn't think anything of it.
just to make sure her mother was all right. She was on the phone for almost 10 minutes.
Right. Synchronized with Donna to keep Mrs. Dabrowski busy while Donna came in the back door, went into Mrs. Dietz's bedroom and...
Oh, okay. I don't want to believe this. Walker, I was kind of surprised when Lucy called me, too, if you want to know the truth. She didn't really like me much more than she liked Donna.
Oh?
I wasn't really part of the real in crowd like she was. So she called me, and we go to Jumpin' Jack's to provide her with an alibi.
Right.
Because no one could miss her with me. That's what it was, wasn't it? Getting all prettied up. Oh, what a joke. Krista Papadopoulos, gimp. That's what it was.
Krista, no, no.
What's Inspector Kiss going to do now?
Wait. He's just going to wait.
Hello?
Hi. Krista?
Yeah?
It's Lucy Dietz. Remember?
Lucy, sure. Hi.
Hi. Listen, I'm living with my mother now. Can you believe it? Back in the old neighborhood.
3 weeks later, Lucy left the lawyer in charge of winding up her mother's sizable estate and disappeared south to St. Petersburg, except Inspector Kiss had her tailed. And then he brought Donna in for a talk. She was freaked out enough already by all her missing keys, and now Lucy wouldn't answer her calls. She bloodied her knuckles banging on the front and back doors. Inspector Kiss told her Lucy was gone for good, that she had been set up. Figuring she'd never talk because she was the one who actually committed the murder after all, and because she, Donna, was such a little fool and such a loser. Then, I imagine, he gave her one of his smiles and showed her the key to Mrs. Dietz's back door. Within 2 hours, Donna had told everything. And Krista and me, we're still working, I'm still writing, but I don't know, something's changed. I don't care about anything but Krista. We just have each other when you come right down to it, and Martha, and the cat. We're in this thing. Together.
The Mystery of the Backdoor Key. Episode number 27 of Midnight Cab by James W. Nichol. David Ferry and Jacqueline Tsimuda were Walker and Krista, with Neil Monroe as Inspector Kiss. Shannon Lawson played Lucy, and Doris Petrie was Mrs. Dabrowski, with Phil Aiken as the bartender, Joanne Vanicola as Terry, Simon Reynolds as Gary, and Brooke Johnson as Donna. Music is by Milan Kimlicka, with casting by Linda Grierson. The recording engineers were Joanne Anka, John McCarthy, and Greg DeClute, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Production assistant, Susan Taves. Midnight Cab is produced and directed in Toronto by our executive producer, Bill Howell. For the Mystery Project, I'm Bob Boving, inviting you back next week to The Mystery of the Hidden Man, featuring Howard Jerome as Mr. Piatelli. Wednesday mornings on Morningside, Saturdays here on The Mystery Project. Random sampling is next on most CBC stations, Finkelman's 45s in the Maritimes.